You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, we continue our coverage of the 2025 federal election here in Skeena-Bulkley Valley. Last week, Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre was in Terrace to announce his support for LNG Canada, as well as his plan to fast-track resource projects if his party creates government. He was met by supporters at the airport. However, his press conference was held on private property, keeping back members of the public. But several journalists were in attendance and were able to ask a few questions of the Conservative leader. Here are some of the highlights from Pierre Poilievre's campaign stop in Terrace.
I should say just quickly in English before I get started, Ellis Ross is our great candidate for this region. He is a former MLA. He is also the former first councillor of the Haisla First Nation, who personally helped negotiate the single biggest infrastructure project in Canadian history, LNG Canada, $40 billion of investment brought to this region because of his leadership, with First Nations being the primary beneficiaries. I need Ellis Ross on Parliament Hill helping me land more $40 billion LNG plants for our people, bring the incredible riches to LNG export terminals. They know the anti-development liberal law that Mark Carney wants to keep in place. But speaking of economic matters, we are all watching the stock market with interest today. We have to acknowledge that this chaos is the direct result of wrong-headed, unnecessary, chaotic policies coming from President Trump. These tariffs are a massive distraction, and they remind us why it was such a mistake for the Liberals to make us so dependent on the Americans over the lost Liberal decade. Now, obviously, Mark Carney will be trotting out his trophy titles and the inflated hype around his false resume claims on this day. But let's be clear, at this time, the last thing we need is to take a risk on the failed ideas of Mark Carney. Mark Carney has been wrong about every major economic issue of our time. He was wrong to support carbon taxes. He was wrong to oppose pipelines. He was wrong 4 years ago when he said the biggest risk to the world was deflation and proposed hundreds of billions of dollars of money printing. He was wrong when he caused the inflation crisis in Great Britain and the housing crisis in that country. He's been universally condemned by the British media, even though back here in Canada, the media covers up his failed record and his terrible reputation in the United Kingdom. We cannot afford a fourth Liberal term of Mark Carney driving up spending, money printing, taxes, and inflation while blocking our resource projects. We cannot afford that risk. We need a new Conservative government for a change that will axe taxes, green light construction of homes, mines, pipelines, LNG plants, bring home our jobs so that we can reinforce our economic fortress against the Americans. In the short term, my government has already proposed an immediate response to help our seniors. We've proposed to delay by 2 years the time when seniors must withdraw their savings from their RSP and be taxed on it. This two-year delay will save many seniors from being forced to crystallize losses they're experiencing on the stock market today. We know that seniors should not pay the price for Donald Trump's economic vandalism over days, and that is why we will allow our seniors to keep their money invested until they regain their lost amounts. We've also announced that we will allow seniors who choose to work to earn up to $34,000 tax-free, $10,000 more than now. Cannot be the richest country in the world. We have the most resources, the most land, the most coastline per capita, pretty much any other country on Earth. Well, there is one reason we're not the richest in the world. It's a lost liberal decade. They've hiked taxes on investment, energy, work, home building, and of course they passed C-69, the anti-development law that Mark Carney says he wants to keep in place. They have also capped our energy production. As soon as Justin Trudeau and his economic advisor, Mark Carney, got their hands on Canada's resource policy, they began blocking projects. They blocked $178 billion of resource projects in the last decade. Mr. Carney has said, and I quote, more than 80% of current fossil fuel reserves would need to stay in the ground, end quote. Unfortunately, this is the one promise that the Liberals have not broken. They brought in an industrial carbon tax and C-69, the no pipelines, no development law, and they've capped energy production in Canada. Mr. Carney says he wants to keep all those three policies in place. It's the same Liberal ministers, same Liberal MPs, same Liberal policies, and it will have the same Liberal results. The Liberal war, Canada's resource economy, has been devastating. Just as the Liberals intended, between 2015 and 2020, they killed 16 monster resource projects amounting to over $170 billion of lost investment in our economy. It now takes 17 years to get a project in mining approved, nearly 25% longer than in Australia and 40% longer in the States. This was by design. Liberals don't like these projects. Their radical environmental ideology prevents it from happening. We should be selling our resources to the world, breaking dependence on Putin and other foreign dictators, and going around the Americans. Canada's Canadian oil and clean natural gas should be displacing coal and reducing emissions worldwide by allowing India, Asian countries to use our gas instead of dirty coal. But now we export 98% of our energy to the Americans at massive price discounts. That puts us at the tender mercies of Donald Trump and the Americans. I should point out, we are selling natural gas for $4 per British thermal unit to the Americans. It goes for $15 in Europe. So we're selling something for $4 that we could be getting $15 for, but for the fact that we don't have any export terminals that can move the gas overseas, all of them blocked by the Liberals. Only one is nearing completion, and that is LNG Canada here in this region over in Kitimat, and that was a project approved by the previous Conservative government. And only could have happened with an industrial carbon tax exemption and by approval under the previous pre-C69 rules. Today, with the industrial carbon tax, the Liberal industrial carbon tax, the Liberal energy cap, and the Liberal law C69, that project never would have happened. The Conservative Party is going to reverse the Liberal agenda of blocking and keeping in the ground our resources. Today, I'm rolling out the next phase of our Canadian economic plan. I call it one and done. This rule will cut through red tape and get projects done quickly. Build fast, bringing jobs and paychecks home. This is what one and done means. First, we will establish a one-stop shop. One desk called the Rapid Resource Project Office will handle all regulatory approvals across all levels of government so businesses don't have to waste time navigating through dozens of different agencies at three different levels of government. We will do this in partnership with provinces, First Nations, and municipalities, getting them to sign on to merging together their various processes. We will get rid of the double process right now where you have to do the exact same environmental review three different times for three different levels of government. We'll merge them together, one and done. Next, we will end duplication so there is only one application and review, ensuring efficiency without sacrificing standards. It's not about reducing our environmental or public safety protections. It's about merging them into one simplified step instead of overlapping processes. We did this during the great global recession of 08, 09. Stephen Harper said we want one-page application for municipal infrastructure, one environmental review. And guess what? We completed 23,500 projects from concept to completion in under 2 years, and the Environment Commissioner could not find a single problem with any of them affecting our ecology or our nature. So it can be done fast and safe. Three, I will guarantee decisions on major projects within a maximum of 1 year, but the target will be 6 months or sooner. No more delays, no more uncertainty, no more caps on Canadian growth and ambition.
We'll move to the questions. Please say your name and outlet.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chuck Chang with the Canadian Press. Mr. Polyev, how quickly do you think these fast-track programs can go ahead, considering that there's also provincial and municipal jurisdiction? And are you confident that the proper environmental and First Nation Indigenous consultations on these projects have been done in order to facilitate these fast-tracks? Thank you.
All under the same tent. Let's sit down and put together the checklist of all the things we need to approve. Put it in one office that is accountable to all levels of government, and let the company then apply to the project right there. I'm convinced we can get these projects approved in as little as 6 months. We should be able to. That's what they do in other countries. Let me give you an example. In Germany, they built an LNG import terminal from concept to completion in 178 days. That's not the approval process. That was approval and construction. That's how things happen in the rest of the world. We're in Canada, we're in a parallel universe here where it takes 14, 15 years to go through the bureaucracy. In the rest of the world, things are getting done in months, not years. And that's what we're going to have to do. We need to move at the speed of business, bring our jobs home, and become self-reliant. Because after the lost Liberal decade of rising costs and crime and a falling economy under America's thumb, we can't afford a Liberal fourth term. We need a new Conservative government that will green light projects, act taxes, and bring our jobs home for a change.
Your next question is from Rob Shaw from Czech News. Please go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Polyev. I'm sure, as you know, a big question about phase to be forced to run on electricity to reduce pollution. And I take it, based on what you said about your pre-approval, you would not require electrification? And
the project will not go ahead if it cannot run on natural gas. It won't happen. So when the Liberals say that they're going to ban LNG Canada using gas to power the plant, what they're saying is the plant will not be allowed to happen. And let's be very clear, if the Liberals are reelected, this expansion will not occur for four reasons. One, the energy cap that they are imposing makes it impossible. And you can ask the company about that. You don't have to take my word for it. Two, the industrial carbon tax. The only way LNG Canada number one went ahead is because it had a carbon tax exemption. Three, C-69. Which will mean that it's 10 years of bureaucracy and hearings and back and forth that no company is going to waste millions and billions of dollars on. And four, Liberals want to insist that it run on electricity and not on gas. That makes it impossible to finance. So for four reasons, there is no way the Liberals will ever allow this to happen. If you want energy independence, if you want these monstrous, big, beautiful projects to go ahead, you are going to need a change in government with a Canada First Conservative Prime Minister.
That was Conservative leader Pierre Polyev speaking in Terrace at a campaign stop last week. After meeting with supporters following the press conference, Polyev and his team flew to Alberta for another campaign rally. Stay tuned. Later this week, we'll speak to Liberal candidate for Skeena-Bulkley Valley, Inderpal Dhillon. You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com
or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.